This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In India, now's the time to get married. Astrologers there have deemed the fall and winter months to be auspicious for weddings. But the marital fate of many Indians was sealed a long time ago because arranged marriages are still the norm there. Miranda Kennedy recently attended an arranged marriage ceremony on a day when another 10,000 couples also got married in New Delhi.
The day of Gautam and Divya's wedding was chosen by astrologers. Their families, who set up the marriage, believe their union has been chosen by God. It's a long and expensive affair, with several days of rituals leading up to the wedding. The night of the wedding, a Hindu priest blesses the groom, ties a ceremonial turban on his head, and then drapes his face with a diamond veil. Harish Saluja is a family friend, watching the groom be prepared.
My understanding is that in the old days, all the marriages used to be totally arranged. You never got to, like, my grandparents never saw each other until the day of the wedding. After all the ceremonies are taken care of, the blessings are done, and then you unveil the veil, and then now you can look at each other and go do all the dirty things you want to do.
We don't kiss in public.
Kissing, no kissing, no.
The groom, Gautam Khanna, is a forward-thinking, well-traveled guy, and he seems a little embarrassed as he clambers onto a white steed in all of his wedding gear. Traditionally, in North Indian village weddings, the groom rode the horse to his bride's house. But in today's cities, distances are too far for that, so the horse is just symbolic. Gautam says many aspects of his marriage are modern adaptations of ancient rites, including his first meeting with his wife-to-be in a restaurant, which was like a family version of a blind date.
The way it happened was that my mother was a little worried that, you know, I was 29, and I think she thought that it was high time that I should get married. So she said that here's this guy who's kind of available in the market, as you would. I mean, I call it like that, but actually it's not like that. What really happened was that we went out for lunch. I was with my sister and my mother. That's how it was not really a blind date, because it was like a family date, you know.
Gautam liked Divya, and after meeting just three more times, they agreed to get married. But after that decision was made, they dated for about a year, unchaperoned, before the wedding, a scenario that would have been unthinkable in their parents' age. Renu Davan, an architect who also lives in New Delhi, is looking for a match for her son. She says marriage in India has changed a lot since her day, when her parents didn't even consult her.
Well, it has changed. It has changed. In our times, it was not like introducing a girl, you were shown a girl. You know, today you don't do that. You don't really show a girl to a boy. You introduce a few girls to your son. Today, I think it's 60-40. Boy would have a 60% say.
In parts of rural India, boys and girls still have no say at all. The family will marry them off when they're as young as 10 years old. But in the other, middle-class India, young people now mold the traditional arranged marriage to suit their lifestyles. It's increasingly acceptable to marry outside caste and religion. Yet many want to stick with an arranged marriage because it's culturally easier and they've seen it work in their own families. They say it's better than marriage for love, which creates unrealistically high expectations. Shalu, a corporate executive in New Delhi, doesn't want to give her full name because she's still looking for a match.
I think arranged marriages had its own merits, like because the families took care of the backgrounds, it made people adjust faster. And then when two people start living together, they see the positives and negatives at the same time. And not that when you're dating, you know the positives first and the negatives later, which can be frustrating for a relationship. So they grow together, marry first and fall in love later kind of a concept. I think it does work.
Shalu says that Indian customs are slowly changing, and while arranged marriages continue, many people now hope to fall in love before they marry. Her own experience hasn't been so good. She's an independent working woman just over 30, and even in today's India, that's two strikes against her. Like many Indians, when it came time to look for a life partner, Shalu began advertising for potential husbands through a popular marriage website and an ad in the Sunday papers, which gives her physical description, religion, and caste. Interested men contact her parents, who screen the guy, and then she meets him herself.
They'll ask me about my likes and dislikes, and I'll ask them about theirs, whether you are compatible. You try to judge each other, basically. When you're meeting a lot of people and you're like, you know, opening up to a lot of people, there's a lot of pressure on you. And I don't know in that situation how people fall in love. I have failed to fall in love like that. No.
Shalu's been looking for 4 years, and she says she can now tell in half an hour whether she wants to marry the guy or not. She admits that at this stage it's no longer about falling in love, but she still hopes she'll find a guy she can imagine sharing her life with. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.